Welcome to Your Food Business Success. This podcast is for early stage entrepreneurs in the packaged food industry ready to finally turn that delicious idea into reality. I'm your host, Sari Kimball. I have guided hundreds of food brand founders to success as an industry expert and business coach, and it's gotta be fun. In this podcast, I share with you mindset tools to become a true entrepreneur and run your business like a boss. Interviews with industry experts to help you understand the business you are actually in, and food founder journeys so you can learn what worked and didn't work and not feel so alone in your own journey. Now let's jump in. Hello, welcome to a short bonus podcast. I was checking the Fuel members only Facebook group. We have our own private Facebook group if you're inside Food Business Success and a part of our membership. One of our newer members, Lauren, shout out to Lauren with Royal Cookie Co. And it's Royal with two L's. She made a post yesterday. I wanted to speak to it here because I think everybody listening will benefit tremendously from this little strategy that I talk about a lot in mindset coaching. So her post said, "I just did my first event today and it went okay, but not as well as I had hoped. How do you guys define a successful market day?" First, I want to say congratulations, Lauren. That's amazing. And that to me is a celebration. That's a huge win that you just showed up and did it. And I want to thank you for contributing to our members only group. And I love that you reached out for support. That's exactly what Fuel is intended for, to be a place where we have high quality conversations and that you are getting the support that you need quickly from me and from others. My response to her is not what you think. Most people are going to go into something like that with a result in mind. Like, I want to sell 100 cookies, for instance. And so when I sell 100 cookies, that will equal success, right? So what we do is we attach success to a result. Well, here's the thing. This is a recipe for failure. This is a recipe for you trying things once or twice and it not working out and you giving up, because you're going to feel really unsuccessful if you don't achieve the result. Now, I'm all about having big results, the impossible goals, right? Like, let's go after it. Let's have measurable goals that we're going big. I love it. However, what I really want you to think about doing, what is the key to your long-term success and your enjoyment of your business and actually staying with it, is that you need to decouple. You need to put a big red X over that equal sign. Success does not equal your result. I don't even like saying that when you achieve your result, you are successful. I like to call that a win. So when you achieve that result of selling 100 cookies, it's a W, or if you don't, it's an L, which is a loss, aka learning. And that's it. We only want to attach success to the things that we actually can control. Otherwise, like I said, you're going to just try a couple times and you're going to be like, it's not working. I'm not successful. And who wants to keep trying at things that you're not successful? It's terrible, right? So what I suggested to her in this post was, I said, Lauren, I want you to only attach things that you have control over to measure your success. And here's the other thing with success, is that you get to decide it ahead of time, and I highly recommend that you do. Don't just make the default that success equals the result, right? I want to sell 100 cookies. Oh, I didn't sell 100 cookies. I'm a total failure. No, decide ahead of time what your success, what you're going to define success to be. And don't make it equal the result. So, for instance, what I told her is, here's some examples. I'm going to define success by showing up on time, as prepared as I possibly can be with the information that I have, and with a great attitude. Right? I'm going to show up excited, ready to go, on time. That is something in my control. And all the things that have to happen before to make that happen, right? I got to go to bed early. I got to make sure I have all the things. I got to read over the emails, like all those things. Then the second one I said was, at the event, I am going to be bold and make offers, meaning, hey, I make the most amazing, the world's best cookies. Come on over and try a sample, right? To anyone who gets close to my booth. And you can even define what close is, right? Anybody who walks by, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to make an offer. That is a definition of success. And then the third one that I offered was that no matter my cookie sales, I am going to be proud of myself for showing up this way. I'm going to be proud of myself for being bold. And I am going to take 10 minutes and write down all the good things, right? The great comments that people said, like, oh my gosh, these cookies are amazing. You are the cookie lady. I'll be back, whatever it is, right? Like, these cookies are fantastic. Write down those, because your brain's going to want to only see the negative things, right? Write down the good things. And then also write down, what are your learnings? Okay, next time I do a pop-up like this, let me make sure I make this sign or do X or say it this way. This seemed to really work when I said it like this, right? Or maybe it's like, this kind of pop-up isn't ideal for me. Let's look for other kinds of things. If you make those three things the definition of success, then you're going, when you achieve those things, those are all within your control and you do them, then you're like, high five. Yes, I did it. I am successful. And it doesn't matter how many cookies I sold. And what this does is that it reinforces to your brain that this is a good thing, that you are successful. Your brain likes to win. If it has too many times of not winning, it's like, I'm out. Why are we doing this? So we have to give it a little bit of dopamine hit. We have to give it that win for the day that we showed up the way that we define success as, and it was all within our control. I want to give you another example in my own life. So I was invited to speak for Naturally Bolder. They have a startup forum and a number of startup brands in there, and they meet every other month. And I was invited to come speak to them to give them my coaching presentation, my mindset presentation that I called Solving Your Biggest Problem. You in your business, how, you know, all of your fear and your insecurities and your fraud complex and rejection and all the things, right, that slow us down in our business. So, you know, I had no idea how many people were going to be there. And I've done this presentation a couple of times and I absolutely love it. And I, ahead of time, define success that no matter how many people showed up, I was going to show up excited and prepared and on time and ready to go with, you know, share this with enthusiasm. And I was going to really hold space and listen to people's feedback and do powerful coaching. And that at the end of the day, no matter how many people showed up, and no matter what anybody was like, hey, I think I want to work with you, right? That I was going to be proud of myself. That I was going to be like, amazing. Like, I delivered value that day and I helped somebody. I know that I did. And so I define success that way ahead of time, right? So there were supposed to be 7 people there. 2 showed up. And I could have really made that mean something terrible. I could have, ahead of time, like when I got there and there were only 2 people there, I could have made that mean like, ugh, I am unsuccessful, right? There's only 2 and there were supposed to be 7 and there's 20 in this group. right? I could be doing all of that. And I said, no, these two people, I was like, hey, you guys get the most amazing presentation, the most amazing information. We're going to be able to have a really high quality conversation when there's only two of you guys. How lucky are you? And I didn't make it mean anything because it wasn't about results. My success was how I showed up, was things that were in my control. And the facilitator, you know, emailed me after I got the email, and she said, you know, thank you so much. That was amazing. I'm so sorry there weren't more people. And I just wrote her back and said, no, are you kidding me? That was a huge success. Those two people were amazing. And I decided how I would define success ahead of time. And now I'm going to want to keep doing it, right? There's a win there. I'm like, yeah, that was super successful. Maybe it wasn't the result that I wanted. I would have loved to have 7 people there or 20 people there. The more people, the better, right? When you're doing speaking. But if there was even one person there, I would have shown up the same way. So I want to encourage you, as you are thinking about your impossible goal and you're in this last quarter home stretch, we're doing this 90 food business success, and I'm supporting you with the Achieve Your Goal workshop that we already had, but you can watch the replay. And then we have extra time with me. We're doing these amazing power hours, and I'm doubling the time, and we're having breakout rooms so we can do mini little laser strategy calls, which is so fun to help you guys get closer to your 2022 goal. But let's set a result. That's the impossible goal. And then define success ahead of time and make it on criteria that is within your own control. Your success does not equal your results. Keep going. All right. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Until next time, have an amazing week. The smartest thing you can do as an entrepreneur is to invest in a who to help you with the how, to speed up your journey and help you skip the line. When you are ready for more support and accountability to finally get this thing done, you can work with me in 2 ways. Get me all to yourself with one-on-one business coaching, or join Food Business Success, which includes membership inside Fuel, our community of food business founders that includes monthly live group coaching calls and so much more. It's one of my favorite places to hang out, and I would love to see you there. Go to foodbizsuccess.com to start your journey towards your own food business success.